This is a prayer by Prahlad Maharaj, and it comes from the fifth canto, which is usually we find all his prayers and pastimes of Nrisimhadevas in the seventh canto. This is called the Residents of Jambudvip Offer Prayers. So, and we'll go through the mantra. It's such beautiful, right? Sanskrit. It's amazing. I think that's the whole thing. You got it. So we'll chant together, and then I'll read the translation. Thank you. Sorry about the confusion. So just repeat after me and scream as loud as you can. Try not to scream, but just give it all the energy you have, because Lord Nrisimhadeva is he's right here, but if he's busy, he might not hear you. So, in this year, this age, he's very busy. It's overworked. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Namas.
Namas.
Teja
Tejase.
Avir Avir Bhava.
Avir Avir Bhava.
Rajanaka.
Raja
Dhamstra.
Karma
Sayam. Radaya
Radaya.
Tamo. Grasa
Grasa.
Om Swaha. Avayam
Avayam.
Atmani. Bhuyasta. Om Shram. Let's see, we'll do it again, but in a little different. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Namas.
Teja
Tejase.
Avir Avir
Bhava. Rajanaka. Rajadamstra. Tamasayam. Radaya
Radaya.
Tamo Grasa
Grasa.
Om Swaha. Avayam
Avayam.
Atmani. Bhuyasta. Om Shran. Okay. Now, someone chant. We'll follow responsively.
Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namah.
Teja
Tejase. Avir Avir Bhava. Rajanaka. Rajadhamstra. Kamasayam. Radaya Randaya. Tamo. Grasa
Grasa.
Om Swaha. Avayam Apayam. Atmani. Bhuyasa. Om Shram.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Narasimhaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Namaste
Jase.
Avir
Avir Bhava. Rajanaka.
Rajadhamstra.
kamasayam randhaya randhaya kumo grasa grasa om swaha avayam avayam atmani bhuyasa om sham.
One of the ladies can get into the Nrisringa mood.
Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste Jase Jase. Avir Avir Bhava. Rajanaka. Rajadamstra. Kama Sayam. Randhaya Randhaya. Tamo grasa grasa om shaha abhayam hatmayam atmani bhuyasta om swam.
Word for word.
Om.
O Lord.
Namaha.
My respectful obeisances.
Bhagavate.
Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Narasimhaya,
known as Lord Nrisimha.
Namaha,
obeisances.
Teja Tejase,
the power of all power.
Avir Avir Bhava,
please be fully manifest.
Rajanaka,
O you who possesses nails like thunderbolts.
Rajadamstra,
O you who possess teeth like thunderbolts.
Karma asayan,
demoniac desires to be happy by material activities.
Radaya Randaya,
kindly vanquish
Tamaha,
ignorance in the material world.
Grasa,
kindly drive away.
Grasa,
kindly drive away.
Om,
O my Lord.
Swaha,
respectful oblations.
Abhayam,
fearlessness.
Abhayam,
fearlessness.
Atmani,
in my mind.
Bhuyasta,
may you appear.
Om,
O Lord.
Sham,
the bija, or seed of mantras, offering prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev. So you can see how powerful this mantra is. It's a prayer, but it's also a powerful mantra. So Lord, this is the translation, and this prayer is spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demoniac-like desires for fruitive activities in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Please repeat. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Powerful prayer. Prabhupada's purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 4.22.39, Sanat Kumar speaks the following words to Prithu Maharaj. Yapada pankaja palas vialasa bhaktyam karma sayam grihitam ugrata yanti santaha tadvanda victim matayo yatayo pirudham srota ganastam maranam bhaja vasudevam. Devotees always engage in the service of the toes of the Lord's lotus feet can very easily become free from the hard-knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the jnanis and the yogis, cannot stop the waves of sense gratification, although they try to do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Every living being within this material world has strong desires to enjoy matter to the fullest satisfaction. For this purpose, the conditioned soul must accept one body after another. And thus, his strongly fixed fruit of desires continue. Jai Sisi Pancha Tattva Ki Jai Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Jai. One cannot stop the repetition of birth and death without being completely desireless. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami describes pure bhakti devotional service as follows. Ayabila sita sunyam jnana karma manavritam anukulena krishna silanam bhakti uttamam. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculations. That is called pure devotional service. Unless one is completely freed from all material desires, which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, we should always offer our prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, who killed Harani Kashipu, the personification of material desires. Haranya means gold, and Kashipu means a soft cushion or bed. Materialist persons always desire to make the body comfortable, and for this they require huge amounts of gold. Thus, Harani Kashipu was a perfect representative of material life. He was therefore the cause of great disturbance to the topmost devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, until Lord Nrisimhadev killed him. Any devotee, last line, this is the most important. Any devotee aspiring to be free from material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse. Now this prayer is the prayer of completely being free from the effects of material desires. Om Agyan Timidandasya Gyana Jana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stabditam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dadati Swam Padantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gauda Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Beautiful, heartfelt prayer by Prahlad Maharaj. And he's asking three things. One, He's offering his beautiful respects to the Lord, and he glorifies the Lord as being the source of all power. And he glorifies the Lord by mentioning his transcendental qualities, such as powerful teeth and thunderbolts. And Lord Nrsingadev is known as the killer of the most powerful demon at that time, was Hiranyakasipu. So Prahlad Maharaj compares material desires to powerful demons. Therefore, he says, you have appeared in this world, but now appear in our hearts. This is a personal prayer, but it's a prayer for everyone. And destroy those demoniac desires that keep us in this material world. And what are they? The desire to enjoy matter. It's called fruitive activities. And then he goes on to say, and give us fearlessness. Mm-hmm. Now, if we look at the benedictions that the Lord can give, that's one of the most glorious and highest benedictions you can receive, fearlessness. Why? Because this whole material world is based on the principle of fear. Everyone lives in fear, even Lord Indra, who is the king of heaven. He's afraid that his kingdom is going to be taken away by someone who's performing great austerities. When Vishwamitra Muni was performing great austerities, it looked like he was becoming so powerful that he was going to take over the position of Indra. Indra became envious and sent a society girl, Menaka. And then he sent a second one. So he was worried about his position. Fear. That's fear. Fear of losing. And many people are fear of not gaining, right? They work so hard to gain something. A person wants to find a perfect partner in life. A person wants to get some material wealth. People are afraid of getting sick. So much. There's so much fear. And then the ultimate fear, as Shakespeare said, there's the rub. Time to leave. So this world is a place of fear. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, as a one who's in knowledge, he knows that we can't overcome this fear ourselves. It's not possible. But we can be granted fearlessness. Srila Prabhupada's parents gave him the name Abhay. Abhay Charanaravinda, actually. Jai Sisi Panchatattva Ki Jai. And Abhay means fearless. And Charanaravinda means one who the lotus feet. One who fearlessly takes shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. So there's no fear at the Lord's lotus feet because the Lord is not, he's transcendental to everything in this material world. So that's the place of fearlessness. But the fear of taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet is something we have to overcome. We're afraid to surrender. Therefore, in order to somehow or other come to that point of surrender, we need mercy. Therefore, this prayer gives us that mercy that helps us to come to the point of surrender. Please give me the fearlessness to know that there's nothing in this material world that is for my benefit. And therefore, a devotee, one of the nine processes of devotional service is vandanam, to offer beautiful prayers to the Lord. But those prayers are not like some people who offer prayers, my dear Lord, can you give me something material? These are not prayers. These are purchases. It's like a business deal. You offer God a prayer, and that is the money, and he gives you the exchange of what you desire or what you ask for. That's not a prayer. That's more like a, it's like when you go shopping. You need to buy an item, so you bring some money, some euros. And you purchase the item with the euros, and then you get the item. So people use prayer to purchase their material desires, knowing that God is the source of everything and he's all powerful. Therefore, they pray for that. But that's not a real prayer. A real prayer is what's beneficial for my ultimate happiness. Prabhupada says, Shreyas and Prayas. What is Prayas? Prayas means immediate satisfaction. Shreyas means ultimate good. So those prayers should be for the ultimate good. What is our ultimate good? To develop Krishna consciousness. But there's principles that lead up to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, living in this material world is very difficult. Very difficult place. Right? We can go into that explanation in great detail, but I'll save you that part. But we know that. We know it's difficult. Of course, some people live in the land of illusion. We call it la-la land. That means it's something that somebody created in their mind that doesn't exist in reality. That's called la-la land. That's the creation of this material world thinking that it's nice. That's called la-la land. It's not a nice place. And that's, Krishna emphasizes it. We see it every day. You know, just, you know, every day. So many thousands and thousands of living entities are dying every day. In fact, even by the moment, by the time this class is over, people that are alive right now will be dead. That's how fast the death rate goes. So this is the material world. And so to live here, we need fearlessness. But as long as the living entity is still attached to trying to enjoy the material activities by fruit of desires, it can't become fearless, because fearlessness comes when one gives up the idea that there's safety and satisfaction in this world. That the only safety and satisfaction is the shelter of the Lord. Because the Lord is all powerful and material energy is not all powerful. Material energy works in conjunction to the Lord's arrangement. And that arrangement is simply to somehow or other either fulfill the desires of the living entity or be baffled their attempts to enjoy in this material world. Either way. So there's no fearlessness in that. Only the Lord's lotus feet is fearless. And one who takes shelter, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in the 6th chapter, even the greatest type of danger cannot disturb that person. One becomes, what we say, fixed. Look at Prahlad Maharaj. He's the prime example. Look what his father tried to do to him. His father was serious. He was a powerful demon. And he had subjugated all the devas, except for Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Even Narada Muni apparently was assisting Hiranyakashipu. But he was doing it as a trick. But even Indra was afraid of him. It says when Hiranyakashipu would raise his eyebrows in anger, all the demigods would run. That's how powerful he was. The devas are powerful. And Prabhupada says the devas are so powerful that just like if you see a bug, you can kill it easy. It's no problem for anyone to kill a bug. You know, we don't do that, of course, because devotees are compassionate and kind. But it's very easy to kill an insect. He said, the devas, that's what they can do to you. That's how powerful they are. They can just, you know, snuff you out in a second. It's not so hard for them. But they don't do that because they're devotees. But that's their power. They were running from Hiranyakashipu. So imagine how powerful he was. He was really powerful. He had such benedictions that nobody could kill him. Nobody. And even when Brahma gave the benedictions, he said, Tatastu. You're perfect. You're invincible. Of course, not really, but it seemed like. And he had used his strategy to somehow or other fool everyone that, you know, I'm immortal. This is the consciousness of the conditioned soul. I don't want to die, but I want to enjoy. See, this is, I don't want to die, and therefore I want to enjoy. And so I want to enjoy unlimitedly, and I want to enjoy eternally. So therefore, if I can beat death, then I can do it. Because that's the only thing that's stopping me, right? If I have a lot of money, I can get the best doctors and so many things, even if I get sick. But if I can somehow or other overcome death, then I can live in this body forever and just enjoy my senses to the, you know, to the fullest capacity. You know, that sounds like Vaikuntha, right? But we understand that this kind of consciousness is false. And the scientists, the plan makers, and others are trying today to overcome death. There was one famous cartoonist. He goes way back. His name was Walt Disney. You've heard of Walt Disney? He created the Radhan Krishna form of, you know, in cartoon form, Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse, right? When we were, there's a slang in America, when somebody is useless, we say, you're Mickey Mouse, right? So, you know, and he became wealthy, really wealthy. And at the time when he became wealthy, money was worth a lot more than it is now. So he had millions and millions of dollars. So he was thinking, I want to live forever. So he heard that there was this thing where you could freeze your body, and when the scientists, they can somehow or other keep your body from decomposing through this refrigeration process. And then in the meantime, when the scientists finally find the secret to life, then they can bring the body back. So he paid large amounts of money, millions of dollars, to have his body frozen when he died. And then he died. And they put his body in this case with all this, you know, refrigeration, which was powered by electricity. And there he was. Good old Walt. You know, he was frozen malt. He's froze. And, you know, so, you know, the scientists are working to find the secret of life. Good luck. And then the family member said, well, you know, he's dead. What about the inheritance? And others said, no, he's not dead because he's going to come back when we find the secret of life. So we can't take the inheritance. So there's a big fight between the relatives. Some wanted to pull the plug and others didn't. And that's what happened. One night, somebody snuck into the room and pulled the plug on the refrigeration. So Walt went to his further destiny. At least his body did. So these are the plans of the foolish materialists. These are the plans of the foolish materialists. Somehow or other, try to live in this world as long as impossible, enjoy sense gratification. Right? And what is the two forms of sense gratification? Wealth and material comforts in the form of whatever you can enjoy. Nice, beautiful buildings with so many nice, you know, opportunities for sex life. Unlimited, right? Vaikuntha. But it's just not possible. This material world is made by the Supreme Author Therefore, the materialists are still are struggling against something that can never happen. It's foolish. No one can live here and no one can enjoy here. It's just the way this world is. So Prahlad Maharaj is teaching us that, please, if there's any material desires left in my house, rip it out. He says, use your nails. Your nails are like power, the supreme power, and your teeth also. Therefore, just rip out my material desires. Of course, he has no material desires, but he's speaking for all of us. And as long as there's any material desires, then the path back home to Godhead is blocked. So ultimately, we need help. And therefore, Lord Nisringadev is there. He's especially, Lord Nisringadev does three things. Sometimes we wonder, what is his role with the devotee? He does three things. One, he can rip out your material desires. Two, he gives you personal protection. He protects you against the dangers of this world. And the third is he also destroys material illusions. These are the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which he prays in this way for these three things. Just to teach us what is the position of Lord Nisringadev. Material illusions are, we look at something and we think, I can enjoy that. With the mercy of Lord Nisringadev, we can see through that illusion and realize there's no enjoyment there. People learn after they try to enjoy, right? You can tell a person, don't do this. But because the attachment is so there, even though they know maybe it's not going to work, still I'm attached. Dhritarashtra, he was so attached. You know, everything was against him, but he was attached. He knew his sons were, you know, what's the word, nefarious. They were acting against the Supreme Lord. But he was attached to his family members. So attachment overshadows, in many cases, not all, one's intelligence. And when the intelligence is lost, one is finished. Because without intelligence. Therefore, intelligent person knows that with material desires are keeping me in this material world. Mitche maya davase kachuha bububai. Jeev Krishna das, eh, vishwash. Kole kada dukanai. It's like constantly we're being thrown from one material situation to another, life after life. Therefore, a devotee thinks, I don't want to come back to this place. I want to go back to Godhead. I want to live eternal in transcendental loving relationship with the Supreme Lord. And so many wonderful relationships with the Lord that are available through that medium of eternal life. And that's the devotee's desire. Prabhupada said, but very few people want to go back home, back to Godhead. They want to enjoy in this world and they want the protection of the Lord at the same time. They want the mercy of the Lord at the same time. They'll get some mercy, but they will never get the enjoyment they're looking for. It's just not here. It's like we use the example, one man is looking for some money he lost on the ground. He's looking, he's looking, he's looking. His friend comes along and says, well, what are you looking for? He said, I lost some money. He said, can I help you look? He says, yeah. So they're both looking. After time, his friend says, are you sure you lost the money here? I don't find anything. He said, no, I didn't lose it here. I lost it over there, but there's more light here. So because we can see the material, apparently, we think, well, that's where it's at. And we can't see the spiritual, therefore we don't think it's there. But we have to take the authorities of the Shastras and Guru Sadhu and Shastra, to tell us exactly What you're seeing is not what it is, and what you don't see is where it is. Sometimes people criticize us. You people are escaping from reality. We say, no, we're escaping into reality. This world is not real. It's an illusion. It's real in the sense that it exists. It's an illusion in the sense that what you're looking for is not here. You just can't find it. It doesn't exist. It only exists in the spiritual realm, and it only exists in devotional service. So Prahlad Maharaj knows that these fruit of desires, which are causing me attachment in this world, I'm praying to get rid of them. That's my prayer, dear Lord. I want to be free from these. Sometimes someone would ask Prabhupada, I have no desire to go back to Godhead. Prabhupada said, then have the desire to have the desire. So this is the key. Even if you don't have the desire, pray for the desire. That's a legitimate prayer. That I don't want to go back to Godhead. I actually want to go back to Godhead, but I have no desire to go back to Godhead. So therefore, Lord, give me that desire. Or give me that desire to give up the desire to try to enjoy. Another way, from the negative point. I'm trying to enjoy. I can't stop to enjoy. So Lord, give me the desire to give up this false desire. So this is Prahlad Maharaj's prayer. It's very powerful. And he knows Nrisimhadev can do it. Because Hiranyakashipu was a personification of all material desires. He is the epitome of what materialists want. Unlimited enjoyment eternally. Apparently. Right? Material world, right? And you know, it's natural to want to enjoy. It's natural to want to enjoy unlimitedly and eternally. It's natural, right? When we get the experience in Krishna consciousness of something so wonderful, we just think, oh, this is so nice. Please don't let it stop. So that's natural. Because natural means nature. And that's our nature. But it's not in this world. It's with Krishna in the spiritual world. But we can taste that spiritual world now. How can we taste it now? When we no longer want the things of this world for happiness. Then, even if you're not in the spiritual world, you can begin to enter into the right consciousness when we are finished with material life. As long as we're still on the path of material happiness, it will always block our spiritual ecstasy and happiness. We'll get a little dose here and there, but it'll be gone in a few moments. Because the mind is diverted away from its real success in life, real happiness, by still trying to fulfill material desires. So, we may have material desires. We should do two things. One, pray to get rid of them, like Prahlad Maharaj. And at the same time, when we get face to face with the opportunity to fulfill material desires, we say, no, it's not for me, Krishna. And every time you say no, the spiritual world becomes closer. Every time you say yes, you push it farther away. So what is material desires? Wanting to enjoy in this world. Material responsibilities allow one to live, but material desires cause the death of the soul. So one should accept material responsibilities as a necessity. What's a necessity? Can anybody give an example of a necessity? You do it because it's a necessity, although you may not like it. You're driving your car and there's a red light. Gotta stop. That's a necessity, right? You want to go how fast, but you can't go that fast because it just, you know, the laws restrict you to a certain limit. So there's necessities in this world that we have to follow because that's just the way it is. So to maintain the body is a necessity, but to try to enjoy maintenance is maya or material desires. So therefore, live in this world, but focus your mind on the spiritual. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is giving us the prayer. And he's fearless. His father tried everything to kill him. He couldn't do it. And Prabhupada said, you can also attain that state to Prahlad Maharaj. That's true. No one can kill a devotee unless Krishna allows it. That's a fact. That's why Prabhupada used to say, Jesus Christ was never killed. He apparently seemed to die, but he didn't die. He just went into a state of internal consciousness. A devotee cannot be killed by the materialists because he's protected by Nisringadeva and by the Lord, like that. So, but we can kill our spiritual life by not taking shelter of Krishna or trying to fulfill our material desires. So this is a beautiful prayer. And therefore, Prabhupada's last line is so wonderful. Any devotee aspiring to be free from material desires. He's saying any devotee aspiring. That means you should do it. You should aspire. It's not like, well... should offer his respectful prayers to Lord Nisringadeva as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse. That's why I chose this verse. It's a prayer. It's a prayer of freedom. This prayer frees you, if we sing it sincerely, from fearfulness and from fruitive activities. It brings the mercy of the Lord. It's so powerful. If we're sincerely offering that prayer with our heart, prayers are meant to be done that way, not simply an expression of the words without going deep into the meanings. So there's everything to gain, there's nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose. And that's faith. Therefore, we see Prahlad Maharaj, look what happened to him. He had a sister named Holika, and she was powerful. She had the benediction. She couldn't be killed by fire. And therefore, when Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad in so many ways, he failed. He called on Holika. He said, take him, put him on your lap, and we'll start a fire around you. Because you're free from being burnt by fire, then he'll die. She agreed. But what happened? She died. And he didn't. Because, you know, whatever benedictions that are given in a materialistic way, you know, Krishna is the supreme author of material energy. If he wants to change the laws, he can do that. So we celebrate holy. Holy, the whole throwing of the colors. What is that? That's Prahlad Maharaj being freed from the desire. I saw a beautiful movie one time where people in Barsana, there's a ceremony that one man walks across right through fire. Right through the fire. You've seen that? It's amazing. He does it. I guess he's an incarnation of Prahlad or something. But Prahlad and Matim, you know, people, you know, the Native American Indians in America used to walk on hot, burning coals with bare feet. Of course, that's a material trick. If you know the art, you can do it. But Krishna can just turn the material energy around any way he wants. Therefore, for a devotee has no fear of anything dangerous. Devotee's only fear is that please don't let me fall back into the material energy again and take up material life. That's the devotee's fear. Therefore, that's called a healthy fear. But the devotee knows, Krishna's going to protect me. Bahir Nisringo, Ridaye Nisringo. Where is Nisringa? When we sing that. Bahir, what does Bahir mean? Inside and outside. It means he's everywhere. It's not like if you call somebody, they have to come from where they are to get to where you are. Sringadeva's already here. He's right with you. And if he wants, he can appear right in front of you. If we can qualify ourselves. It's not like he has to get on, you know, Garuda and take a ride. He's here. He's right next to us. He's within every inch of the inner, and he can manifest his personality immediately. And there are many stories of like that also. It was that, I want to save some of this for tonight because tonight's supposed to be the main lecture. But I'll tell one, the story of Indrajumna Maharaj. Where Indranumna Maharaj, he met this one girl somewhere, I think in Poland or Russia. And the girl was 8 years old. No. She was a little older. But, I think she was about, you know, a little older than 8. Her parents said, you know, she saw Lord Nisringadev. And he was thinking, well, yeah, we all see him. He's on the altar. We have our deities, we got our pictures. And then they detected it, he wasn't understanding, and they said, no, she actually saw Nisringadev. And then the story was described. When she was 8 years old, she was crossing the street, and a car hit her about 40 miles an hour. Now that's fast. And the girl went flying in the air and landed somewhere in a grassy area, and she was unconscious. So 8 years old, they took her, they rushed her to the hospital. The doctors called the nurses and said, do a scan and see what's broken, see what's wrong. The nurses were obedient. They did a very complete scan to see what, if there's any. They came back, they showed them the x-rays, and it was, doctor looked at it and said, no, give me the x-rays of the girl. This is not the girl's. They said, this is it. He said, there's nothing wrong. There's not a broken bone in her body, not even a fracture. And then later she came back to consciousness. She said, yeah, when I was flying through the air, Lord Nisringadev caught me. But he scratched me with his nails, and then on her shoulders there was 2 scratch marks, one on each side. No, 2 on each side, because she said he caught me with his nails. So. You can talk to Lord, you can talk to Maharaj about that. Yeah, he's there. I mean, there's so many stories. Modern ISKCON Day stories, so many of them. Lord Nisringadev is appearing to devotees now and saving them, right? You've heard so many stories. Mayapur, there's a whole book on stories of Lord Nisringadev. And so, yeah, I'll tell some of the pastimes tonight. So we have nothing to fear except our own minds if it starts looking again for material happiness or if we're still trying to fulfill material desires. That's the only, that's the real Hiranyakashipu. The other ones Lord Nisringadev can take care of. There's no problem for him. And he will, if the devotee sincerely takes shelter. So we should always pray to Lord Nisringadev for his mercy, for his protection, for him to help us free us from material attachments, material desires. Okay. It's a beautiful, beautiful prayer. Therefore, I recommend you recite this prayer regularly. Any questions? Yes. Prem Manjari, is it? Prem Gopi, yeah. Who? Walt Disney.
He died. And then I guess the soul left the body. Mm-hmm. And then he lived Rosie. But how is it even possible to bring him back? Do you mean that they do this
drawing
or whatever
when the person is still alive? Or? No, it's a no, as soon as he did die. They take his body and they put it in the refrigerator so it doesn't decompose. Because as soon as the soul leaves the body starts to turn into all nice things. And so the refrigeration kept it from decomposing. And so that's what it does. That's all it does. At least for a while, it seemed like it was working. And then, because it was a court case, then they pulled the plug. This is a true story. You can look up the history. So when the soul leaves, yeah, the body is dead, no question. But this is some type of artificial, way of maintaining the body through freezing, like so. Why are you so interested in that? I don't know. Talk to the guys who do it. They're still active. They have this thing now, yeah. What is it called? There's a science it's called.
Cryogenics.
You can go and, they take your mind and throw it in space or something. And they float your mind in the ozones. And then it comes back after 10,000 years. I forgot what it is. It's just like, it's completely crazy. And people pay, their whole fortune to come back. They'll come back, that's for sure, but not in that body, that's for sure. Come back. And the law of nature means, samsara dava, you have to keep coming back life after life. But you don't get a choice of what, house you want to live in. You're in the slum lords and they just give you any place. You have to just throw you into a... So no one in Prabhupada said nobody has a choice to choose their next life. That's given by material energy. So no one... So if you like your present situation, there's no guarantee you'll get one either better or the same in your next life. One prime minister became a dog in Sweden, Prabhupada said. So, it was a dog of a rich person, so it wasn't so bad. So, this is material energy. Material energy is meant to give you as much trouble as it can possibly give you. You ever see these Japanese sumo wrestlers? They're so big, they're just like, they're as wide as this chair, They're huge, big guys. And when they fight, they just palm at each other. Boom, boom, boom. So that's Maya. That's what she does to you. She sits on you and then she punches you. Until you, Krishna. Okay, that's what we're waiting for. When you finally yell out, no more, I can't take it anymore, Krishna. Thigh. Success, we caught one. So that's material energy. When we no longer trying to enjoy this material energy, she lets up. But in the meantime, she's just gonna give you as much trouble as you can handle. Or even more. It's just the way it is. Because any material desire forces one to act in the wrong way, because it's the wrong kind of thinking. Wrong thinking means wrong action. Wrong action means a result accordingly. So therefore, the mood of the mood of life is service. Enjoyment comes by service. If you want to enjoy, you want to enjoy unlimitedly, just serve. The more you serve, the more you'll be enjoying it, the more you enjoy. Those who, you know, Prahlad Maharaj, when he was offered prayer, benedictions by Lord Sringadeva after his father was killed, he said, I'm happy. I just want to serve you. That's the benediction. I've already got the benediction, my service to you. Why are you trying to give me all these other things? Skolavetsya Sridhar, and he was happy just offering banana leaves to Lord Chaitanya and being harassed by Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya wanted to give him an island, a nice wife, a planet, anything. He said, my Lord, why are you making my life miserable? he said, I'm okay. I'm happy. Right, Devendra? Devotional service. There's nothing like it. You can't compare. It's so sweet. A devotee thinks, why do I have to sleep and waste time? Why do I have to? Well, because prasadam is nice. We want prasadam. But sleeping is a waste of time because it just diverts our attention away from devotional service. We do it because it's necessary. We don't reject it, but we know it's hours away from service. Of course, when you're on the higher platform, then even while you're sleeping, you're in devotional service. But a devotee has such a taste for service that, you know, just give me more service. Give me more service. And you meet devotees like that. Can you do this service? Thank you. It's like, thank you. Not like, I'm doing enough. Why are you bothering me with more? Because he know the devotional service enriches the heart with Krishna's association. It's so sweet. No matter what it is, whatever the smallest or the whatever service you're doing, if it's service to Krishna and it's done in that mood, it's so satisfying. So the devotee only wants service, that's all. More and more and more. So nice. Once you taste it, you'll think, oh man, is there anything, and there's nothing else. So we may want to serve in a particular way, that's fine too, but service, that's the idea. Service. Yes.
One is to you think that to remove those material desire from our hearts, remove despair, and then the third, I didn't.
I mentioned three things in relationship to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nrisimhadasa. He said, vanquish our demon, give us fearless, and drive away our ignorance. So he's asking to drive away the ignorance, please peer into our hearts and drive away our ignorance. Okay. Destroy material desires, drive away ignorance, and give us fearlessness. Okay. Sorry if I didn't mention that clearly. Ignorance is the cause of suffering. Knowledge is the cause of freedom. Kush, can you give some comment?
I always wonder how devotional service, even unknowingly, have some benefits.
Right.
Because Prahlad in the previous life was a non-devotee.
Yeah.
Fighting with his wife all night. The first day was Chaturdasi.
Yeah.
Now he became Prahlad. So in Bhakti Vilas, it is said because you observe this fast unknowingly, pleasure, now you are a devotee.
Yeah. Yeah, I get the Sagriti in that case. He got special mercy. Obviously. The Lord can do that. He can show a soul mercy or he can show the soul special mercy. Prahlad Maharaj was with a prostitute, right? Yeah.
But while attached to his female companion, he accidentally observed Nasimha Chaturdasi, because on that day he argued very intensely. He was arguing, fighting.
They were fighting so much that he fasted.
So, and he forgot to drink, eat, and sleep from sunrise to sunrise on that most auspicious day. As a result, a non-devotee was elevated to the most exalted
planet. Yeah. So, if you want to fight with your wife, pick a good day. Don't just fight any day, you know. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yeah, they fasted completely from water, from everything.
That's why they confuse sometimes. So the devotees who are worshiping the Lord, they did not become pralaya.
Right. Obviously, he was pious. There's some piety there. I mean, he wasn't just a materialist. He was a materialist, but he had some sukriti. Otherwise, how could he get such an exalted position? So we may say, you know, he had some sukriti, but he wasn't a devotee. You know, pious people, you know, qualify for getting the mercy of the Lord through material benedictions. But When you read that, it sounds quite amazing. That simply, it was agyata sukriti. But it was, the thing it was done on the most auspicious day. And yeah, that's the point. So, well, in other words, there's a lot of mercy available. If we know the mercy is available and we don't take advantage of it, we can't expect to get a gyata sukriti. But if we don't know and somehow act in the right way, then we get it. But if we know and don't take advantage of it, then we won't get anything. So we know this is a very auspicious day, therefore we should hear and chant the glories of the Lord on this day. Fasting is to what time, Ananta?
8:24 p.m.
It's easy, right? Your health will improve by fasting. Right, Yogi? She's a yogi. She just told me she fasted for 10 days. So this should be easy for you, right? So yeah, so fasting is purifying. It's part of the it cleans out the system. You can drink water, and that way you can stay healthy. But if you can fast from water, that's even better. But and if you're, you know, like sick, then you can always take some fruit or something like that if you can't make it. But if you can do it, and you should do it, a lot of mercy there. I've always experienced that in the beginning of the day of the fast, it's tough. But that towards the end of the day, it becomes really nice. And you think, oh no, it's time to eat now. We have to eat. It's so nice to fast, right? Because after you fast, you realize how wonderful it is. And then you don't want to eat because it's nice. Of course, we eat only prasadam. Okay. I'll tell tonight how Hiranyakasipu got Prahlad Maharaj's son. I'll tell that story tonight. That's not in the available shastras either. Okay, thank you very much.